Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Well, all right. I learned something. And it is sharing time. And I am ever appreciated. I do appreciate God for all that he allows me to learn in my life. One of the best lessons I've learned is that hardship teaches you some great lessons. Challenges brings about some of my best results. I think what I'm trying to say is, in every challenge and hardship, every setback, I've learned something so, so valuable. So here's what I've, you know, I've known this, but I've just learned it at a different angle. Appreciation and gratitude is the key to having more. Now, I don't know how that sound to you, but I can't tell you how true it is. God, being fair and just as he really is, he really is. He's a fair and a just God. What's most beneficial to us is he happens to be full of mercy and grace. And I'm telling you something, man. I've probably benefited from his grace and mercy more than anything else. I mean, really, man, if it wasn't for him just forgiving me and then for him just touching my life the way he has, I mean, I'm not here in this position today. I'm just not. But a funny thing has happened along the way, even to you, if you look at it, is that your genuine appreciation and gratitude has been the key to you having more, for your continued blessings, and for making room for heaven to open up and pour out blessings that you don't have room enough to receive. If you look at it, see, God being a fair and just God, which he is, why would he put more on you than you can bear? If you've noticed everything that's happened in your life, if you're still here, you've made it. You know, forget how rough it was, got that, but you made it. Forget what it sent you through and how it made you feel. You made it. Now, what makes people give up and you hear about people committing suicide is they leave the God out of their life. And they start allowing that other voice to control. And if it's really true that God never puts more on you than you can bear, as long as you stay connected to God, you can get through anything. But you lose that connection. You lose that communication. You lose that relationship with him. If you're not having a relationship with God, then who you having a relationship with? Now, it ain't but two forces at work at all time. It's good and evil. It's positive and negative. It's God, it's Satan. Now, this is at work all the time. So if you're not being positive about everything, you leave room for negativity to step in. If you're not trying to be righteous in your way, then you allow evil to step in. If you don't work on your relationship with God, come on now. Look who you letting step in. So now I'm asking you to understand that God never puts more on you than you can bear. Okay, now that we got that clear, that's a fact. Okay, now with that fact in mind, let's go over this right here. Why would God, being as just and merciful as he is, put more on you than you can bear? Example, if God is giving you blessings and all you're doing is complaining about them, you're never showing any appreciation or gratitude about it, why would he give you some more stuff to be ungrateful for? Why would he give you some more stuff to complain about? Why would he give you some more stuff that you would not show any more appreciation for? I mean, this thing is real simple, man, ain't it? If you think about it. So a lot of times, man, when I was going through my positions of not having and wondering and all like here, I ended up checking myself and going, man, I'm not even showing any gratitude or appreciation for the things he has done for me. Start showing some appreciation and gratitude because it's the key to having more. It's the key to continued blessings. It's the key to the windows of heaven opening up and pouring out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. It's the appreciation and gratitude of what you already have. As minimal as it may appear to be right now for you, it is still what you have. But if you've shown no gratitude for the minimal, why would he give you the maximum? I mean, I'm just really just trying to put it real, real simple so I can keep understanding this thing right here. So let me give you an example in my life. I had gotten so busy at one point that I had began to complain about how busy I was. Now, this is true because I am busy, but it ain't the busy part because I asked to be busy. You know, I asked God to give me opportunities and to make a way for me. Well, in that you got to do something and you got to get busy. But I began to complain about the busyness and how busy I was. And I noticed that a couple of things slowed up for me. So I had got to the point where I wasn't showing real gratitude for it. Well, I looked up and a couple of things started slowing down. And then I had to catch myself. And I went, wow, man, you have got to start embracing the fact that you are this busy. Embrace the fact that what all comes along with it, because to whom much is given, much is required. You got to start embracing the requirement part if you want to continue with the given part. So I changed my attitude. I caught myself and I started thanking him and showing real gratitude for how busy I was instead of complaining about how busy I was. And then guess what? It opened up the windows of heaven and some more blessings got poured out. It just works that way all the time. For everybody, for me, for you, for everybody. So listen, y'all, again, your appreciation and gratitude is the key to having more. Your appreciation and gratitude is the key to continued blessings. And your appreciation and gratitude is the only way that you can get those windows of heaven to open up and pour out these blessings that you won't have room enough to receive. You got to act like you're glad for what you got in order to get more. You feel me? Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy and resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country they reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know what? I think I've said it before, but I think it's time to say it again. He, let me clear my throat. he has done it again. Mm. That God I serve, that God we know, that God above has done it again. Presented us with a brand new opportunity, another day. Another chance, another glorious time that we've never had before. This is what makes now so great. You've never been right here before. And man, God let us have this again. Man, ain't God good? Yeah, he is. How good is God? All the time. All the time.
All the time.
All the time. Yeah, we are here this morning. The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Junior's out today, so let's get it started. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, the mouth of the South. Mm-hmm. Straight out the sip. I had a family on a Family Feud the other day from Mississippi.
Oh, really?
Lord have mercy. When I tell you country, I'm talking about you could tell they had ate most of their meals out of a bucket.
What?
Out of a bucket. Steve. What are you
what
saying?
I mean, bucket fed country. The two dudes, the women were fine. They were really nice, pleasant, crazy. But the two dudes, they just ran out of family members, man. I know these dudes had to be alternates. And these dudes was as country.
you saying that wasn't the family's first choice?
I knew it wasn't. Because when she was introducing him, she rolled her eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, the legend that is Nephew Tom. Yeah, it was interesting.
No, y'all ain't supposed to be here.
Man, it was so funny, man. I had a ball with them two dudes right there.
Oh,
I was just talking country too. We were talking about catfishing and bass fishing. They hunted, man. We had to we really had to take out most of what they said, though.
Oh, wow.
I mean, but you know, just regular country stuff. Hey, Steve, ain't nothing wrong with it. We kill eat. That's what we do. We kill eat.
Was it English?
What's that?
Some got to die for us to survive. Oh, you know, okay.
Okay.
All these hunting stuff.
Food, animals. Yeah. Okay. All right. We've learned a lot this morning.
Already.
Really didn't, but it was just a, you know, fascinating thing to go about it. So I just, hey. So this is Steve Altman. How's everybody doing today? Just asking a question.
Good.
Everybody good?
Good.
Had your weekend going and everything?
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend, yeah. Busy graduation parties and chilling and all that.
Barbecues.
What about you? Yeah, cute barbecue. What?
Have you eaten, man? Woo! Have you eaten?
Eaten.
Yeah, you know,
what's going on?
Kind of dieting and plunging and.
Well, you know, I plunged this morning. The cold plunge report would be on first commercial break, but no. Other than that, man, I'm
every commercial break.
Yeah, yeah, you're gonna hear their commercial break, and you're gonna like it too. It's what you're gonna do, Miss Pharrell. You're not gonna sit up here,
yes, sir,
act like it's regular to do this. I want credit for disciplining myself and doing this here.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Coming up next, it is The Nephew and Run That Prank Back right after this.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. It is time now for The Nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
I got something straight stupid for you, Shirley, because that's what I do. That's my job. That's
that
part
is.
Of the occupation, to be stupid. Mm-hmm. So this right here is a workman's comp. Workman's comp. Let's go, cat dog. Mm-hmm. Right here, right now. It's prank time.
Yeah, hello. Hello, I'm trying to reach a Vincent, please. Who's calling? My name is Ed. Ed from the Human Resources.
Oh, yeah. That's me. What's up?
Well, Vincent wanted to, first of all, check on you. We know you're got injured here at the job. How you doing so far?
Yeah, man. I'm making it, man. You know, everything's cool. And, you know, I don't know how long. The therapy's going pretty good, though, but I'm all right.
Therapy's going pretty well?
Yeah, they say I'm doing all right. The pain level is about maybe a 6 still, but it's getting better, though.
Okay. Listen, have you been getting your check on time?
Yeah, I've been getting it, man, and I appreciate it because it really helps, man, because, you know, I ain't able to work right now. They said it's going to be a little while, so I appreciate that. Y'all the one sending the check?
Yes, sir. We're the ones getting the checks out and wanted to make sure that that's definitely getting there. So you're good on that, huh?
It's good. It's all good, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, let me ask you this. We've got a bit of a problem that we wanted to check on. Now, you haven't been doing any strenuous
I ain't been working at all, man. I just been taking it easy. I can't do nothing really right now, and they told me not to do nothing.
All right. Now, you do know the rules are that you're not supposed to do anything to jeopardize your back, correct?
Yeah. I'm straight. I ain't been doing nothing, man.
Okay. Well, let me say this to you. We do have some surveillance cameras that are showing us that you've been doing some strenuous work.
I ain't even been going nowhere. Talking about surveillance cameras, I don't even hardly go nowhere.
Well, you know. the strenuous work that you're doing is actually at home.
At home. I'll be inside. I don't do nothing outside. I don't even barbecue, man. What you talking about? Strenuous work.
Okay. Have you, Vincent, been having sex at home?
What kind of question? Who is this? Is this the supervisor or something? What kind of? Let me talk to the supervisor. That ain't none of your damn business.
I'm with Human Resources.
I don't give a about man. Excuse me, dog, but I don't mean disrespect you. Just because you paying me, you know, looking out for me, and don't mean you can call me and just say any kind of like that, man. Have you been having sex?
Are you having sex at home?
Say that ain't none of your business, dog. If I've been having sex or not,
okay.
any Wait, what kind of, man, sir, let me talk. Who your supervisor, man?
Sir, I'm the supervisor here at Human Resources. And it's been brought to my attention, and we actually have you on surveillance. You've been having sex. Now,
I know there better not be no dampers in my house. I know that much. And who authorized some like that anyhow? Surveillance for me.
You're not supposed to be having sex if your back is hurting. Okay.
You've been not having no damn camera in my house. What you talking about? You've been surveillance me having sex. That's a damn lie.
Sir.
What's your name? What's your name, man?
I'm Ed, sir. My name is Ed.
Ed who, Ed? Because I'm trying to be nice, but you pissing me off, Ed. This is Ed who?
Sir, here it is.
Ed,
if we find out, I'm giving you a warning.
No, Ed, I don't need no warning. I'm giving you a warning. You let me find a damn camera in my house telling me I can't have no sex. And
you
all
cannot
that
have sex if you're that is strenuous work and you're putting it on your back and we're paying you. We're paying you.
I don't give a damn about what you're paying me or what you ain't paying me. You gonna call my damn phone, tell me something about you got a surveillance camera in my house? That's some Ed.
Okay, well, sir, Vincent, let me say this to you.
You don't need to say nothing to me but your last name and your supervisor name. That's what you need
to do. My name is Ed, okay? And you don't need to worry who the supervisor is. You need to make sure that there's no more sex going on until your back is healed.
Look, you're going to have me to cuss your out and hang up on your man. I don't have time for this, man. That's what y'all do because y'all doing for people. Y'all think y'all can do illegal and talk to people crazy, man, when y'all helping them. I don't appreciate that at all, man. This is, I don't know who y'all think y'all is down there. Y'all do something for the, I think y'all can just call them and say anything. That's, man, I don't like that. And I ain't trying to be disrespectful, but you got me heated right now, man. And okay, there better not be no cameras in my house. Do you understand that?
I'm going to tell you once and one time only. No more sex whatsoever,
What you talking about? I'm sorry, man. Because I tell you one damn thing. You think you're giving up some money? Now I'm gonna sue y'all if I catch a camera up in my house, and you ain't gonna have to pay me no more. You gonna pay me one big check, but I'm suing the out of y'all. Now you understand that?
I understand. I need you to understand one more thing. Are you listening to me,
man? You go ahead, man. Y'all got me easy, man. And after this here, don't even call me no more. I'm telling you, because this is ridiculous.
Okay, are you familiar with Leonard?
Man, familiar with what?
Leonard. Do you know Leonard, your coworker Leonard?
Yeah, what about him?
Leonard got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, Vincent. Buddy, you been pranked.
Man, get the fuck out of here. Man, y'all about to have me to... Ooh, Lord, talk about my check and man, no... Man, what's up, man? This is... Y'all had me going off, man. Y'all had me heated. Man, I'm gonna kick his... Let me call that... Is he on the phone?
No, he ain't on the phone, man.
Ooh, I'm sweating like a... Oh, so I'm still getting my damn check, then. That's what that means. Y'all had me heated, boy. I thought y'all gonna take my... What's up, man? Nice to hear from y'all, man.
Yeah,
y'all got me, though, man. Y'all got me.
I got one more question, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Of course, no doubt, man. It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Always will be, especially y'all done got me like this here.
We pranking up in this piece this morning.
Okay, then. It never leaves on this show. All right. Thank you, nephew. Just stays right here. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right. Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, legendary singer Tina Turner will be funeralized in a private ceremony in Switzerland. The Little Mermaid made a big splash at the box office opening Woo-hoo! Weekend, earning, get this, $185 million globally.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yes, for Halle Bailey. And Louis Vuitton's new creative director, Pharrell Williams, will debut his collection at Paris Fashion Week, and that's all coming up at the top of the hour. We'll talk about it, but right now it is time to Ask the CLO. This is from Mandy in Ypsilanti, who writes, I'm 36 years old and I've been married for 1 year and my husband still has an active social life. without me. If he's going out, he gets dressed and then tells me he's leaving, or he'll text me if he's staying out. Should he be asking me or telling me?
I don't know what arrangement y'all have, but that ain't the one I got. Because I'm going to just be honest with you. Me and Tommy can't go no damn where. I'm talking about, man, if I leave this house, I'm going to the store. Yeah, yeah. I go to work. Man. But then I got to kiss her before I leave for work and let her know I'm leaving. I did that one time. I just got in the car and left. She said, did you forget something? I went, no, I got my wallet. I got all my keys and everything. She said, have you lost your ever-loving mind? She said, Steve Harvey, you're supposed to give me a kiss before you leave because we don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I said, all right, baby, I got that. She said, you got what? I said, I got it, baby. It never happened again. She said, where are you? I said, I'm in the car. She said, where? I said, I'm about up at the corner. Mm-hmm. She said, okay. Yeah. No, I should have went on back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you didn't go back?
No, I said, really baby, I'm running late. Come on now, I'm running late. Yeah, that cost me for about 2 days.
Should have gone back.
Because on that night in bed, I rolled over and was touching, and she said, gone, because I'm trying to get to sleep, and you're going to make me late.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Okay, yeah.
Way back.
Moving on to Cadero in Las Vegas. Cadero says, I'm in a long distance.
Hold on. Just to answer the question, I don't know what y'all doing. Because that ain't how marriage works. So I don't. Yeah. I'm sorry to not answer your question, but I have no idea what you're talking about. Because there's no way I'm getting dressed to go out to an active social life and tell my wife I'm going out.
We're talking about year one.
What did you sign up for?
I was stuck to my wife like glue.
This is not it. He gets dressed and tells I'm going out.
The active socialite. I don't even know what that means.
I'm going
out. I really ain't got nothing active no more. Okay. I actively can carry my ass to work. Go ahead, Shirley.
Moving on to Cadero in Las Vegas. Cadero says, I'm in a long distance relationship and my girlfriend is coming to see me for my birthday next weekend. She is bringing two friends and I asked if they were pretty. I asked for my homeboys, but my girl took it the wrong way. Why is she so mad?
Well, see, that don't make no sense.
Are they fine?
Because that's what you're going to say. I'm bringing two girlfriends. Well, are they pretty? Uh-huh. What you mean, are they pretty? My boys, I've got to tell them something. Because if they coming, you know, we can all go out together. But if they ain't pretty, why they got to be pretty? Because, damn it, they got to be pretty.
For my boys.
Why don't you take your ugly ass friends nowhere? Wait a minute. Why is my friends ugly? I don't know. I don't know your friends. I just asked you, was they pretty? But why you need to know if they pretty? Because I got to tell Gerald Neal. But Gerald ain't pretty. Baby, Gerald ain't got to be pretty.
He likes pretty women.
Gerald got money. Oh, okay. Now, she mad because I don't know, man. And, you know, it's crazy. These CLO questions, they mad because they can do that, dog. They just can be mad.
They got a right to get mad. You got to say it right. Said it wrong. Did he even say his friends? He just asked if they was pretty.
Yeah, he just asked.
If they were pretty.
Yeah.
Right there.
Well, he's now you know you have to preempt it. So, hey, like if they come to town, maybe I can get a couple of friends and we could all go out and have a nice time. If you had to describe them, how would I describe them to your friends? They are beautiful. Well, let me see a picture of their beautiful ass because that's usually not the case. So, yeah.
So if you said you were bringing two guys and your wife said, are they fine? Are they handsome? You would be mad, right?
No.
What?
Well, ain't none of my friends attractive. So
and she know that.
You seen all of them. You already know. Ain't none of them fine. So, we are, matter of fact, we all That's why we friends, because we sit together and we enjoy each other's company, because we know ain't nobody pretty. So we sit there and laugh. And, you know,
Tommy, do you ever get invited? Flaws.
To where?
You never invite your nephew, Steve?
Well, he going to wear the wrong color, you know.
Okay.
All right. I'll come over there today. Well, he got them cues at the house. I'll come over there today and just bust up in there with some crimson and cream on and hang out with him the whole day.
You ain't even going to believe how that's going to go.
All right. Moving on to Fontina in Macon. Fontina says, my boyfriend and I were out last night and his ex-girlfriend was in the lounge, too. When we were about to leave, she came over and thanked him for the two rounds of drinks he paid for. Uh-uh. I was more hurt than mad. Why would he do that with me there?
God,
dog.
What?
And she knew what she was doing when she came right over there and said that.
She
too.
Came she right that. Over there because she knows she didn't know. Just so you know. Mm-hmm. He paid for our drinks. He
right. The lemon drops was drink. Good. <You know. laughs>
He's always been so thoughtful, you know, and the fact that I just wanted to thank him because I know that, you know, it's just good to have people who are considerate and think of you, you know?
Yeah.
Do you know how long that ride is?
What you should have did was, you know what she should have did? What? She should have hauled off and sucker punched her dead in her damn chest.
Her?
Fuck.
Why not him?
No, hell no.
For buying him.
Paying for the drinks.
Yeah, for buying him.
Hey, but let me tell you something. If you only knew when he saw her walking over there, boy, his head was going 1,000 miles a minute.
And you know her friends at the table should have told her not to go.
That was messy. You know that.
Did that on purpose.
On purpose. Yeah, for sure.
Let me go thank him real quick. Mm.
You'll be dry the next time I see you.
Because he did that when he went to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he paid for the drink.
Yeah, not what. Mm-hmm. All right, that's today's round of Ask the CLO. Coming up next, entertainment news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Lincoln had a quote that was very famous. It said, good things come to those who wait. We all know that, but that is only part of the quote. The full quote is, good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle. Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
In entertainment, we are all still reeling from the loss of an icon, Tina Turner. A spokesperson for Ms. Turner's estate has reported that there will be a private funeral ceremony attended by Tina's close friends, her manager, and family in Switzerland. According to the rep, Tina reportedly, quote, left the past behind after losing her two sons. Her son Raymond took his own life in 2018, and her son Ronnie died from cancer in 2022. Tina's husband and music producer, Erwin Bach, is set to inherit half of her estimated $250 million fortune. Tina and Erwin married a decade ago. Yeah. After a 27-year romance, Erwin donated a kidney to Tina back in 2017 and was at her side after her stroke in 2013, just before they got married. Wow.
That's
yeah.
Man, that's a lot.
Love.
Yeah. And she didn't even want him to do it because he was so much younger than her. Mm. But, you know.
Nah, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to need that.
You're going to need it?
Yeah, I'm going to need that kindergarten.
And he was not selfish, and he did it.
Mm-hmm. He did. He loved her. That's he really loved her. Yeah.
Man. Mm-hmm.
And moving on to box office news, as we switch gears, Disney's The Little Mermaid smashed to the top of the box office over the Memorial Day weekend.
Splash, girl.
Yes,
it's a mermaid.
Yes.
Smash.
Oh, did I say smash?
Wow.
Smash.
Surely. This is a kid's movie.
What's on your mind?
They were smashing down there, that Little Mermaid.
She splashed to the top of the box office over the Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. The movie, a live-action remake of the 1988 animated favorite, earned $185 million globally over a four-day holiday weekend. That was really good. Congratulations. The Little Mermaid stars Halle Bailey as Ariel, who becomes enamored with a prince above the surface and her desire to be with him.
Yeah, you don't much care about that. Congratulations to Lil Haley for keeping her that image, that because she could have went the other way like some other people did, but she stayed out of the limelight doing risque pictures and risque videos, and she just stayed in that lane, and it has paid off. Mm-hmm. And let that be a lesson to young women everywhere. It does still pay to stay patient and just stay, at, you know, not saying she's mistake-free because she's not, but to stay as wholesome and virtuous as you can. You don't have to be over-sexualized to be successful in this world, man. You do not have to do that to yourself. There are millions and millions of women out here today going to work every day, raising families, doing it the right way, are very, very attractive, very, very sexy.
Yeah.
And getting it in and doing it the right way, because it's just too many young women out here thinking that the way to get noticed is to be as noticeable as possible and as revealing. It's some of this stuff they wear on Instagram now. I don't even have to see you naked. You here you are.
No, you see it all.
No mystery.
You pretty
though.
Much see it all.
Oh, it ain't nothing else, though. It ain't nothing else. Ain't but one thing you can do right now, and that right there, after I've seen all that, what?
Yeah. So once again, congratulations to Halle Bailey for, you know, just doing what she did on and off the screen. Such a sweet, sweet young lady.
Representation matters. This was a beautiful film, and for all of these kids, black girls
these
and
young ladies,
growing up to see a princess, a black princess on the big screen, representation matters. So hats off
so
to
beautiful.
Halle Bailey and Disney. Yes.
Yes.
So
yes.
And also to
for
the
her
people,
splash.
And also to the people who were boycotting the film because the mermaid
initially.
Was black. I don't want to sound like I'm trying to find an eloquent way to say it, but I think it's just best to say in your damn face.
I like it just like that.
I get sick of y'all. Why is the mermaid black? Cause everything else is white. Damn it, about time.
Thank you.
Black Girl Magic, congratulations. And deal with
she
it.
Did that.
And it's okay. And quit looking at it like that and just call it girl magic. Girl power, and go on about your business. Cause we have had to do it for hundreds of years.
Forever.
So congratulations for the one time your ass had to do it. The one time we had a black president. Deal with it. It's fine. I know y'all was throwing up, some of y'all. And I thank the tens of millions who voted for him. But for those of you that were traumatized, we did that. And
you did a good job.
And we will do it again.
It's not over.
And one other statement, then I'll let it go.
How about this? The mermaid is bringing it out. Come
on. Fire this morning. Go ahead.
The Republican Party. Please, I don't mind your conservative views. I happen to share a couple of them myself.
Yeah, we do when you get older.
But could you please find a better damn representation of your party, or are you telling us that is the representation of us? Because if Donald Trump is your man again. I thank you telling me what I already knew and needed to hear. So thank you for reminding me that your candidate is the way you are, the 70 million that voted for him. Thank you.
Okay. Now, is it all out or...
Well, I got a little bit more.
Yeah, okay. We'll throw
it. Okay, one last time. Here. In your damn face.
Little Mermaid.
Coming up in 20 minutes after Father's Day is coming soon. So we're going to talk to the fellas about this special day right after this.
What's going on? Greetings and salutations, everybody. This is Neo, and you are locked into the best morning show on radio. You know I'm talking about Steve Harvey Morning Show. Keep it locked right here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Father's Day is in just a little over 2 weeks, guys, and it's on Sunday, June 18th. So I got to ask you if you have any big plans, if you haven't, because, you know, Mother's Day is big for us, so we want Father's Day to be big for you guys. So do you want anything in particular?
We want it to be big for us, but it ain't.
We root for y'all. Yes. We root for your little old holiday to blow up.
You know, I don't even know why y'all have it.
We're trying to show appreciation to the daddies out there.
We are. What y'all want?
We appreciate you.
I never want anything. They never really want to do nothing. So,
no,
that's not true.
No, you can go to any restaurant on Father's Day, wide open, sit down.
Oh, that's true.
Table for 20. Yeah, come on in.
Mother's Day.
Mother's
if you
Day,
ain't got
Carlos.
Your reservation a week or two in advance, your ass ain't getting in there.
Yeah,
y'all, they don't give a damn about Father's Day. I really don't even care if they have it no more.
Oh, don't say that. We want to recognize
y'all don't give a damn about us. Now y'all recognize us for what?
I'm in trouble for Father's Day.
Why?
Because they never want to do anything. I'm just cooking out at the house. That's all. So
you
gotta
do all the work.
I'm the one cooking. So I took the job. Earthquakes Father's Day comedy show on Father's Day at the New Jersey PAC. So now that I've taken that show, now I decided to do that show. Now all of a sudden, Dad, how you ain't gonna be here on Father's Day? Man, when I'm here on Father's Day, Jordan, you running down the street, you playing with your friends, sitting on somewhere. Yeah. Jack and Jill, and you know, I don't want to hear all that.
Yes.
I'm hanging with Earthquake Father's Day. I'm sorry. That's what I'm doing.
And make some damn money, which is what y'all want for
you.
Anyway. I ain't even going to get into this with y'all about how Father's Day is for you. It's a damn necktie. That's what it is. Like I need another damn
necktie. Okay, you sound bitter about your gifts. So you want to go to eat so we can take you to eat.
Oh,
you
don't even get me no damn gift. Save
and
that.
And what do you want? What do you want?
I'm at that what do you get a man who has everything.
Yeah,
I hate that. I hate to hear that.
Some suggestions. Like what? What would you like? Just say something.
Stop huffing and puffing and help us.
I want a Tom Ford suit.
Oh, ain't nobody getting that.
Okay. See right there.
Okay, at least you want something.
Oh,
we can get you the tie.
An airplane? Did you say a plane, a jet? Did you say a plane?
No one
Or just get one charter.
Okay. Maybe you can go to Tommy's comedy show with him.
I might as well. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Harvey. Yes. Hell no. Steve, what you doing here? I came to celebrate my damn day. Myself.
Coming up next, Sister Odell is here right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, as promised, ladies and gentlemen, she's here.
Love him. Yes, we do. Oh, and have mercy. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. What is y'all doing today?
Well, working. Yeah, we're here at work.
I understand little Junior's out. Tell him I'm praying for him.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yes, ma'am. We will do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought that was over. Good to see y'all too. But
yeah, you're looking good, Sister Odell. Looking nice and healthy. Your skin glowing.
Thank you, sweetie. You know, I use a special concoction to keep my skin like that.
What is it?
Please
share.
Vinegar with garlic cloves squeezed in it. I just splash it on every morning and every night.
It doesn't burn the vinegar too strong.
Well, if you get it in your eye, do that for
you. Okay, yes, ma'am. What about the smell? Yeah, the garlic smell.
Well, it ain't for smell, it's for look, Shirley.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you noticed, but there's a whole lot of stuff don't smell good. That's pretty good, though. You know.
Okay.
I'm just saying, let your mind go where it want to go. Yes, hey! Yes.
All right, well, Sister Odell, I'm glad you're here. I wanted to ask you if you're familiar with pastor and singer Dietrich Haddon, you know?
Dietrich Haddon.
Yeah, he's a gospel singer.
I've heard
singer.
The name.
Mm-hmm. Very good gospel singer. Well, anyway, he's married, and recently he had his 50th birthday celebration, okay? And at the party, his wife, who of course is the first lady, twerked on him. This was at his 50th birthday celebration, okay? Yes, ma'am. She twerked.
There's no such a thing, Thomas, as a church twerk.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, the video went viral, Sister Odell, and Pastor Haddon and his wife got a lot of backlash from Christians, okay? And he responded by posting on Instagram, quote, "The next level for the church is to learn to disagree without disrespect." So, you know, that was his response.
Well, I don't know if that's the correct response to it or not. You know, disagree without disrespect. You know, you just shouldn't have had your wife out there in the public twerking on you.
It was just a celebration.
That's fine and good. You can be 50, but what that got to do with her twerking in public as the first lady? It's just some things that's unseemly, and that just don't seemly to be right.
So you've never twerked, Sister Odell.
You ain't never twerked.
Girl, listen to me. I am the creator of twerk.
Are you?
Wait, what?
We didn't know that.
Twerk is the abbreviation for it.
Oh, what does it mean? What, spell it out.
Twerk used to mean teamwork. Twerk is short for teamwork. That's when you and your man get together doing the nasty, and it's two of y'all, it's called teamwork. But then when a woman do it by herself, it's a shorter version, and it's just twerk. And then a woman do all the work, and you stand there and don't do nothing, and it'll look like y'all doing something. See what I mean?
Y'all ain't know
that. That's black history.
Yes.
Dropping the jewels.
Work is abbreviation for teamwork.
Okay. And you created it.
Twerk is doing it by yourself, and it just look. You be bossing thing.
Pull yourself together. Slap it.
Make it clap. Clap it.
Sister Odell, who are you right now?
I'm so sorry, sweet. I don't know where that word.
What
song did you used to do this off of, Sister Odell?
We first did it on Swing Low, Sweet Cherry.
I'm gone.
And I used to swing mine through there. Look just like a wagon with wheels on it. Swing low, sweet cherry. Coming forth. Yes, it does.
Sing us out, Sister Odell. Prank phone call coming up next.
I'm in folk to carry me home.
Ignorant fool.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour today, it's my strawberry letter, and the subject is, check this out, guys, talk dirty to me. But not that dirty, okay? Talk dirty to me, but not that dirty.
She got a line.
Yeah.
That's the strawberry letter?
Yeah, that's the strawberry letter. That's coming up. But right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Oh, Shirley, we got to get real serious up in here. We got some folks with some issues. We got some folks with some issues.
Really?
Gingivitis. Gingivitis. You know, all of us on this show, we big on the dentist, you know. We big on that.
Yeah,
I think you got that. Yeah, we got to get below them gums. Gingivitis.
Deep cleaning.
Yeah, we need that deep cleaning. You're not flossing. I don't think you're flossing. I think that's... That's got to be what it is. Ugh. If you got that bridge and you ain't got that special floss to go over that bridge and get it together, then you, yeah, hey, that stuff is getting caked up in there. It's getting caked up in there. And you wondering why you open your mouth and everybody running a different direction. Hey, it's you.
Hello. Ginger.
Ooh, and no H's, please. How y'all doing? Hello. All right, gingivitis. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Kelvin Davis.
Yeah, this is Kelvin. Who am I speaking with?
How you doing, Kelvin? Let me make sure I got the right Kelvin. Kelvin, you at the job, you work on the fourth floor, right?
Yeah, I work on the fourth floor.
Are you in the cubicle next to Randy?
Yeah, matter of fact, I am. But who am I speaking with?
Well, I'm not at liberty to give my name right now, but I'm bringing some news from the job that I think you might want to, you know, this is some news I think that you would probably want to know. And let's just say I'm an employee from another floor, and I got wind of what was going on the fourth floor, and I wanted to bring it to your attention because I think on your floor nobody's bringing this to your attention. You know.
Okay. So let me get this straight. You can't tell me your name, but you work on a floor below me. Do you know me?
I've seen you before.
Okay. No. Do you know me?
I mean, I don't know you. No. So no. Let me.
Okay.
Let me,
so how did you get to so-called being the spokesperson for people who work with me?
Hey, man, I just wanted to give you the news because the whole fourth floor is gossiping about you and nobody's telling you what's going on.
Okay, so obviously the gossiping about me has gotten to you on the third floor, and now you are coming to be my deliverer, so to speak?
I'm just a guy bringing you some news, man. I'm just here to... Let me ask you this, bro. Are you flossing at night?
Am I... What business is that of yours?
I'm just asking, are you flossing at night? Do you floss on a regular basis?
Yeah, I floss on a regular basis. What's that got to do with the price of tea in China?
Okay. When's the last time you've been to the dentist?
Man, who the hell are you?
Hey, let me tell you, to be honest with you, man, my problem is not really with you. I'm really upset with the people on the floor that's not telling you. But you know,
well, why ain't you talking to them?
Well, the problem is, man, is that they talking about you and they're not telling you what your issue is. So let's get to the issue at hand. So you are flossing. You are flossing. That's what you're saying?
Damn straight I floss.
Okay, are you brushing your tongue?
Come on now. You don't have to question me about my hygienic makeup. Okay. You don't know me. You have never talked to me. But you're going to side with a bunch of folks that think they can work with me.
I'm not siding with them, brother. I'm not siding with them. But
you're making a call on their behalf. You're siding with them.
Okay, Kelvin, listen to me.
This is messed up, dude. Really? You don't even know me and you're going to approach me like this?
So, Kelvin, they think you have gingivitis.
Oh.
I mean, when you go to your dentist, are y'all cleaning below your gums?
Dude, the dentist do what he do. I'm laying there with my mouth wide open. And I go more often than every 6 months. So what the hell are you talking about?
Well, okay, something is wrong, okay? And everybody's saying that it's you, it's your breath. That's just, you know, they saying they leaving the fourth floor to go down to the lobby just to get some fresh air.
That's bull. Well, this is what I want you to do. Since you're speaking on their behalf, tell every one of them sorry so-and-sos that if they got a problem with me, they need to come approach me. And then, if it's that bad, I'll blow my stank ass breath in their face. Bring it on, because this conversation with you is really way off base, because you have no business calling me, telling me what they say.
Can I give you some items to mix together for you to gargle with later tonight?
Can I give you work in the building, but now you're a dentist. Man, you know what? This is bull. And we gonna settle this tomorrow, first thing in the morning. Matter of fact, I'm gonna go to the fourth floor and wait for all these sorry so and so's to come up there who's been talking about me behind my back. And guess what? You invited to the party too, player. Since you gonna be their representative, each one of them lying bastards when they get in there. As far as I'm concerned, when tomorrow get here, it's gonna be ass whooping. And if you want some of it, show up since you're the representative. But you can get a
Do you think it could be some cavities or something? Do you think you?
Yeah, it's gonna be cavity. My foot in your cavity ass is what it's gonna be. And whoever else want to try to take it out, they gonna get it in their ass. So guess what? It's on tomorrow. I know I ain't got gingivitis.
Are you only brushing in the morning when you leave for work? Are you only brushing?
Dude, have you not understood me? Don't keep questioning me. You can question me tomorrow after I whoop their ass and yours. Why'd you do me this way?
Can you bring your toothbrush tomorrow?
Yeah,
can
you bring? I bring a toothbrush. It's five fingers on my toothbrush. I bring them. They'd be balled up, and you will get the Mr. Cleaning that you ain't never thought you would get from a dentist.
Okay.
They just don't know where you started.
Hey man. Hey, bro. Calm down, man. Just calm down. We're trying to fix the problem.
This gonna fix the problem.
Kevin, you kicking ass is not gonna change your breath.
I ain't gonna worry about it. Well guess what? Them lying jokers can come down there and sit in your cubicle.
All right. So do you wanna know who put this out there? I want you to know me when you see me tomorrow.
Go ahead and lay it out for me. Tell me who the hell you are.
So this is Nephew Tavi from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Randy got me to prank phone call you, man.
You know what? You almost caused me to say something. You is lying to me. How you going to call brother and do me like that, man? Yeah, okay, I got you. You wait till I see Randy in the morning. You wait till I see him.
All right, man, give it to me. This 2020, baby, tell me what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land.
Without a doubt, man, it got to be Nephew Tommy and the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, everybody want to go to the dentist now? We good?
There's some people brushing their teeth right now, flossing.
Right now.
Get up in there.
On double
and
floss.
Rinse.
Okay.
All right, it's going down. Earthquakes Father's Day Comedy Show. Earthquakes Father's Day Comedy Show, Sunday, June 18th at the New Jersey Pack. Tickets are on sale right now. You do not want to miss it. I will be there along with my man Earthquake. Tickets on sale at the box office and Ticketmaster outlets. Laying in the cut. I've been getting calls. They blowing me up. I have not been there in a very long time. Los Angeles, or should I say Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center. Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center, July 23rd. Nephew Tommy and friends, tickets are on sale right now. Stop blowing me up. I'm going to show up and show out July 23rd. Redondo Beach, California Performing Arts Center. The nephew is coming to town. Oh dear, I can't wait.
And shout out to Quake. Happy belated birthday to Quake.
Quake! Studded
birthday party.
Missed the party.
Yeah.
That's what happened when you're working, though.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. The subject is talk dirty to me, but not that dirty. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know. It could be yours.
It could be. So buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, talk dirty to me. But not that dirty. Into many dates, and we're really digging each other. I was having a hard time keeping my hands to myself when I was around him, so I decided we would have sex. He is very spiritual, so we prayed before we had sex the first time. Then we started getting freaky. There is no way that this man can be, quote, saved and make love the way he does and use all of the filthy language he uses. I thought he was happy to be getting some at first because he immediately started yelling profanity as loud as he could. I've been told I am excellent in bed, but he showed out too. Afterwards, I told him I like the dirty talk, but not that dirty. I've never heard him utter a curse word until we're having sex. It's his thing, and I have tried to get used to it, but I can't. We've been in a relationship for 8 months. And each time we have sex, he acts like it was better than the last time, and he uses new curse words and strings them together to get his point across. When I try to talk to him about his dirty mouth, he suggests that we go back to being celibate. I want to keep having sex, but I want him to replace the cursing with soft moans and groans. He's talking about marriage, but I need him to stop cursing during sex first. How do I fix this? Well, there's no way you're going to be able to fix this. This is not going to happen. He's not going to stop cursing during sex. You said it in the letter. That's his thing. And he proves it every time you guys get together. He's yelling and cursing while you're having sex. That's where he lets it all out, in bed. That's his release, okay? He spends the rest of the time, I guess, being a good Christian and not cursing, but thinking up new cursing combinations, like you said. But here you go, trying to change him. It's been 8 months. This is who he is, ma'am. He's not trying to change for you. You've told him how you feel, and you keep having sex with him, okay? He said you guys could go back to being celibate, but you... No, you don't want that. So it's either keep going with his over-the-top dirty talk or no sex. I mean, you got to make up your mind. What is it going to be? Steve, I left all the good stuff for you.
This is my letter.
All the good stuff.
This is my letter right here. I don't even know why. I got ready to take some notes and I just stopped.
This is crazy.
Why take notes about something you know so well? Talk dirty to me.
Mm.
Yeah, but not that dirty. Lord, have mercy. Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm 30 years old and already divorced. Mm. I took my ex-husband from his wife, and then he ended up cheating on me. Imagine that. I guess so. We can imagine. You know, they always say if that's how you get them, that's how you're going to lose them. That's what they say. I had fun dating for 3 months, and then I decided to abstain and give my life to Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right after this, though, this letter takes a turn. She met this guy in this building that was doing the same thing. He gave his life to Christ. Oh, my God. One day, we went out on a date. We struck up a conversation elevator and went on a date. Our date turned into many dates, and we're really digging each other. I got a hard time keeping my hands to myself when I was around him, so I decided that we would have sex. He is very spiritual, so we prayed before we had sex the first time. This is where we need to take our first moment of pause. getting everybody out of here.
Yeah.
Because you all prayed before you had sex. Mm. I've done a lot of prayers in my life.
Come on now.
Not one time have I prayed before sex. What is this prayer that you must be having? Let us pray. Lord, lay me down beside this water, but don't let it be still.
Prayer music, please. Prayer music, please.
I need some prayer music, Reverend. Church. We are praying before sex now.
Yes, yes.
As I said without the music, Lord, lay me down beside the water.
The water.
But don't let it be still. Let it shake and move. Lord, help me to hold out.
Yes.
As I attempt to go into this for the first time. Lord, help me to hold out. Thy rod and staff.
Really?
Comfort me.
Hold it right there.
Oh, I'm about to pray, girl.
Part two of Steve's response coming up, which I'm sure includes the rest of this prayer. Coming up in 23 minutes after the hour, today's Strawberry Letters subject, talk dirty to me, but not that dirty. Okay, we'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is talk dirty to me, but not that dirty.
We are going back to the prayer. We left because in this letter, this 30-year-old woman that's divorced that met her husband by taking him from his wife. Then he cheated on her. She was enjoying her dating life, and then she decided she was going to give her life to Christ.
Yeah.
She met a man in the building on an elevator. Conversation struck up and found out that he had given his life to Christ, too.
Yeah.
It had one date turn into a lot of dates.
Yeah.
She was having difficulty keeping her hand off the man. So she said, let's go on and have sex anyway. He being spiritual man too. Said, let us pray. Let us have prayer before we have sex. Yeah. I've been a Christian a long time. I done prayed for many things. I done prayed for thousands and ten thousands of things. I ain't never prayed before sex. So I was only imagining what in the world could this prayer before sex be? Let's go, Deacon. I said, Lord, lay me down.
Lay me down.
Beside the still water. But don't let the water be still. Then ask him, Lord, since it's the first time, help me to hold out. Help me to hold on, Lord. Because the first time it usually go by kind of quick. But I'm asking you to let me to hold out. And then I realized I had to go deeper. I said, thy rod. And thy staff, it comforts me.
Yes, it does.
Read into that whatever you want. Yea, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because I'm up in here doing the best that I can. I didn't realize that. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So whatever you do to me, I'm going to show up, spin around, and do it right back to you.
This is
the pre-sex prayer. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Begin to think of the, I said, thou shall not kill. But it don't say hurt it, though, Lord. I'm just trying to hurt it without killing it. Oh, just try to put the
Get off of this prayer.
That was our pre-sex prayer. Moved on.
Thank you.
And then we started getting freaky.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said.
And there's no way that this man can be saved and make love the way he does. Have to personally interject here and disagree with you.
Wholeheartedly.
Personally gonna have to jump in here and defend my brother now. Because you made a statement. You said there's no way this man can be saved and make love the way he does. Mm. Well, as the reader of this letter, I must say, and you did write in to me and Shirley, I totally disagree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Come on. I happen to be saved.
Yeah.
Well?
And have done some things.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
I think
that have made a many question me.
This is Ruth and Boaz. That's
what I've been told, hold up, wait a minute. What you doing? I thought you knew the Lord. I do. Wait a minute. What are you doing? I'm doing my thing. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just doing my thing. But you cannot make the statement that there's no way you can be saved and make love the way he do. Because Christians do it. Where do you think little Christians come from?
Okay.
I know that's right.
There's some people that's in the church that's baby-making machines.
You know, anyway, she's pregnant again.
And use all the filthy languages he uses. I thought he was happy to be getting some at first, but he immediately started yelling profanity as loud as he could. I've been told I'm excellent in bed, but he showed out too.
What did he say to her, though? What did he call her?
Hey, careful.
Oh, see, I can't repeat
that.
Yeah.
But you see,
this is the most important part. I'll get to that in a minute. I told him I like the dirty talk, but not that dirty.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard him utter a curse word until we're having sex. Yeah, that's usually when it come out. That is usually when it come out.
Right.
It's his thing, and I've tried to get used to it, but I can't. We've been in a relationship for 8 months, and each time we have sex, he acts like it's better than the last time, and he uses new curse words and strings them together like nobody else to get his point across. Let me stop you again. I'm going to tell you right now. He ain't using no new cuss words. There ain't none. I've used them all. My brothers have used them all. And you can stop this here. He's stringing them together in new words. No, he not. Ain't no new cuss words. We've used them all. Me and my brothers.
So
you
can
stop all that. Yeah, you just 30. You ain't met nobody.
Cuss back at it.
All right, listen, leave your comments on today's letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand on the free iHeartRadio app, okay? It's right there. Coming up next, it is Sports Talk with the nephew in for Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, Junior is out today and the nephew is in for Junior with Sports Talk. What you got? Nephew?
Well, I'm in for Junior, so I got to make sure y'all remember Kier's Hope, all right? This is the 5th annual 5K run and 5 and fun walk in Dallas, so you don't want to miss it. That's going to be Saturday. That is June 3rd, Saturday, June 3rd, so make sure.
Yeah, he'll be ready by then because, like, right now he's a little under the weather, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little under the weather. He don't get better. He ain't running no damn well.
He can walk. He's going to be fine, Steve.
He's going to be just fine. He gonna be just fine. Well, I don't. Here's the thing, man.
Well, if he don't, he'd be out there looking like all the money for him.
Well, go to kearshope.org, by the way, too, Tommy. Kearshope.org for more information.
Exactly. So, John Morant, they put the sneaker out anyway, and it sold out in minutes. May 25th, they put the sneaker out. Yep. Nike put the sneaker out and it sold out in minutes. So I don't know what that does for that situation because, you know, he's still suspended by the NBA right now. But it is what it is. LeBron James is teasing retirement.
He ain't going nowhere. He'll be back.
You don't think so? Now, I always thought the big deal was LeBron was waiting around so he could actually play with his son. Is that still?
That probably ain't going to happen.
Probably
got to
go to USC first.
That probably
then get to the pros.
Because he ain't go straight out of high school, I don't think.
Well, they don't do that no more.
I was going to say,
that's not allowed.
I don't doubt nothing LeBron do, but I don't think he's going to retire either. Retire and what? He just, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay.
I think he's still got some more in the tank. I really do.
I think he wants to be 40 years old and set that mark.
Okay. That's a good goal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. All right. So this is it, Unc. Thursday night jumps it off, man. Mm-hmm. Miami Heat versus the Denver Nuggets. NBA Jimmy Finals. Blankety Blank Butler.
Yeah. I'm pulling for Miami all the way. But it's going to be hard because they have no answer for Djokovic.
No, they don't. The Joker.
Them dudes in Miami, man, they play.
He still got some more in the tank. I really do. I think he
wants to be 40 years old and set that mark.
That's a good goal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. All right. So this is it, Unc. Thursday night jumps it off, man. Mm-hmm. Miami Heat versus the Denver Nuggets.
NBA
Jimmy
Finals.
Blankety Blank Butler.
Yeah. I'm pulling for Miami all the way. It's going to be hard because they have no answer for Djokovic.
No, they don't. The Joker.
Them dudes in Miami, man, they play basketball.
Grit. They are grit.
They playing basketball. They take mid-range shots. And you know what? I watched Boston lose this game. It was amazing what Jaylen and Jason Tatum was. At one point in the game in the fourth quarter, they were 2-for-25 from the three-point line. I mean, at one point in time, man, ain't 2 points worth more than a miss?
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. Take it to the hole.
Uh-huh. At one point, man, they were shooting 5% from three-point. They was like 2 out of 40 between the two of them. It's just...
All right, guys. Coming up at the top of the hour, it's wedding season. We have some questions for you, Steve, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, Steve, here's a couple of wedding questions for you. RC in Texas says, I'm getting married at the end of June, and I slept with one of my fiance's cousins. I did not know they were related until we had our engagement party a year ago. I've been dealing with the guilt, and I think I will feel better if I tell my fiance what happened. The cousin said, although it was a big mistake, I would be more at fault because I cheated and it was with his family. I still want to clear my conscience. Should I tell?
No.
What'd you say?
It don't make no sense. Explain to me what that will do.
It will clear her conscience. Clear the conscience.
You're going to clear it.
Hey, dog, you don't need no clear conscience. Who told
clear
you
room.
That? Hey, dog, let me explain something to you. My conscience cloudy as hell.
And can walk right through it.
Dog.
You sleep well every night.
Dog, I be in bed and everything. Dog, my conscience cloudy as hell. What makes you think you need a clear conscience? You better get rid of this stupid ass notion, boy. You're going to go in there and tell your wife you slept with her cousin? For what?
because of your clear conscience. Dog, you know how many people live with a clouded conscience? It's okay. Like, a lot of times, I don't even have one. Y'all only have one someday.
Not a, some days cloudy, I just don't have you one. Don't even have
one. So, my conscience, I don't need it every day.
Don't say a word. Yeah.
It's just a lot of days I don't even need my conscience.
You're so funny.
Clear. All
right. You need to stop this stupidity. You talking about clear your conscience. You finna clear your conscience. You finna clear out your wife. You finna clear out your family. And she finna clear out your bank account. You go in there talking about clearing your conscience to tell your wife you cheated with her cousin. I can't tell you how much stuff gonna clear up.
To have a clean slate that house gonna before have they get into closet. The marriage. That's what it
you
is.
You don't need a clean slate clean when you get slate. Into marriage. Stop this.
Mm-hmm, that's what
you can't tell everything. Uh-huh. Who keep telling y'all that? What is this? We got to share everything. Who keeps telling y'all this information, man? If right. you want to have a successful marriage, shut your damn mouth.
That sounds crazy, Steve. That sounds crazy.
That sound crazy.
Yes. If you want to have a successful marriage, let me ask you three.
Let me ask you three married people on this show a question.
Go ahead.
Honesty is the best policy. It's what we always say.
Uh-huh.
Now, have you told your husband everything about you? Everything.
No.
Hell no.
No. Carly?
No. Some stuff I'm gonna take to my grave. So.
Okay, cool. No, sure.
No,
not just
no. My mother told
have
me.
Have you told your husband everything about yourself?
No, sir. That would be a no for me.
Now let's ask the fool. And he a fool. Thomas Miles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you told your wife anything?
Not everything. Anything.
Hell damn no. Everything.
Steve, I got two caskets. One for me and one is for all the stuff. That I'm taking with me. What are you talking about?
To your grave.
You can't take it with you.
All this is the other stuff you don't know nothing about. I got to bury that too. You're not going to have that left. I got two plots. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Okay, so I get what you say about the honesty, but this is a relationship with your cousin.
Mm-hmm, the family.
They didn't know. They didn't know that they were related and when the relationship happened. So she shouldn't say anything or he shouldn't say anything?
Is this a guy or a girl? I got confused on that.
I don't give a damn.
Not sure, RC.
It's a man.
Yeah, RC, no, we don't know.
That slept with his fiance's cousin a year ago, did not know they were related and found out.
Okay, so it's a man.
Now he wants to come forward.
They should have told a year ago if they were going to tell.
So what is this tale for?
Now it's not the time.
Yeah. I mean, if they were going to. All right.
What is all this telling it? What is all that about?
All right. Listen, we got to go. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
If you wasn't in there naked, this ain't got nothing to do with you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, it is Wellness Wednesday. We know that. So please tell the listeners about your product, Elevate You.
Well, I want to thank our board engineer, Dave, for sending me a testimonial of him using the product. It was really, really good, man, what he said about it. They were really impressed. That's the reaction we're getting for this new Elevate You product. Now, let me tell you something, y'all. For those of you that are looking for the new products and new things that are about to happen on June 9th, go to your local Walmart store and you can get brand new Elevate You products. They are coming only exclusively at Walmart in stick packs, so you can get it on the go. Also, the new product line that's coming out are delicious gummies. You can now get Elevate You in gummies, and we have them for your immunity. We have them for your digestion, and we have it for your metabolism. So if you want an extra boost, we got metabolism. If you want extra health, getting your digestion together, we've got that. And if you want immunity, we have it all in a delicious gummy that tastes good. I found out how effective gummies were, how people loved them. And so those are the new products that's coming out in all the Walmart stores on June 9th. Go get your Elevate You. If you want to get started on the greens, go to L'EVATE.U. ElevateU.com.
Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour. Thank you, Steve. Would you rather? Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather have a crab boil or would you rather throw some meat on the grill? Which one? Crab boil or barbecue?
Either way, on my side. It works for me.
We outside.
Delicious.
I'm throwing the meat on the grill. I don't give a damn about that stuff in that bag. Okay. I don't like
crab boil, though.
I don't like community dumping stuff out of me. All that old you grab. So I'm looking over there, and then all of a sudden you stab your fork in it. No, hell no.
All right. Would you rather spend...
It's all right, but I'm not really excited about it.
All right. Would you rather wear all white for a month or wear all black for a month? Which one? All white or all black?
Black. In the summer, go on, give me that white.
Yeah, me too in the summer.
Oh, I'm going to have that white there.
White
gonna have that white gummy. I got to eat before I put it on. I got to do a lot before I put that on.
Would you rather read your partner's mind during sex or would you rather read your partner's mind during an argument?
No, I'd rather have it during the argument. I don't really give a damn what you think of whom you have.
This is not for you. This is for me.
I don't really care what you think.
What's on your mind?
Yeah.
I don't even mention
you're selfish with it, Steve.
Well, I ain't selfish. I just, I don't really care what you're thinking.
I want to read it during sex. Yes, I do. I want to know what you're thinking. I want to make sure you ain't thinking about nobody else. That's what I want to know.
And what if she?
What if she's what like, oh, he ain't.
Then we're gonna be arguing. Now
he's not bringing it. No, he's not bringing it.
Right.
This ain't how Larry do it. Who the
hell? All right. Would you rather spend a week in a submarine or a week on the moon?
I've always wanted to do the submarine.
Really?
Really? Steve's face.
Hell no.
No.
But a week? I don't know if I can go down there for a week. I just.
Oh, we underwater?
Nothing.
I can't swim up to the
moon. So you finna take your behind to the moon then? That what you finna do?
I'm not going to no moon.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not going to no moon.
You gotta choose. Which one would you rather?
We're going
the submarine or the moon?
Shoot me.
That's your response.
Gunshot or option?
No. We going right. Underwater for a week, buddy.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, all right. Last one, guys.
To the moon.
Last one. Hoodie awards. Ooh. Or Essence Best. Or Essence
Girl,
Best.
It's the hoodie award.
All day, every day.
It's the hoodie award.
What? We've been to both. That's We've done hard. Both.
Classic moments,
that's
baby.
That's a hard one.
Look at his face. Ooh.
You're so fake with it.
Man, I hosted that thing for 7 years. That's so stressful.
Yeah,
I had a good run over there, boy.
Yeah.
We've all done stuff.
All right, that's today's round of Would You Rather. We'll be back with the last break of the day. We'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day. Listen, if you missed your favorite part of today's show, you can catch up with the Steve Harvey Morning Show on demand on the free iHeartRadio app.
You all right. Don't miss a moment.
Please, you don't want to, and it's free. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, Steve, we have a question for you. This is from Darlene in Kansas City, Missouri. Darlene said, My son is getting married next weekend at the courthouse, and he wants me to come to the ceremony, but I can't go down there. I have a warrant for my arrest for not paying a fine, and I can't tell my son because he gave me the money to pay it months ago. I spent it on a bracelet instead. I can't pay the fine before his wedding day, and I'm scared if I go down there, I might get embarrassed. Steve, can I borrow $1,750?
He act like he's a child.
Yeah.
This makes
sense. You can borrow $1,750, but who you gonna get it from? I would suggest that you borrow
you.
From me.
Yeah. Steve, it says.
I don't know you. And obviously you're irresponsible.
Trifling.
Your son gave you the money. You bought a bracelet with it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go pawn that bracelet. That's what you need to do.
That's like this little boy asked his father one time. He had learned. He was about 9 years old. He's about 11 years old, and he learned about kidney transplants in school. And he came on and asked his father. He said, "Dad," if he was buttoning his coat so he could go to school. He said, "Dad, if I needed a kidney transplant, would you give it to me?" He said, "For what? So you can leave it up at the school like that coach you did?" Oh, wow. And so, no, I'm not giving you a damn thing.
Tough love right here.
Okay. Hell would I give you a kidney for so you can leave it up at the school like you did that coat I bought you? And so, that kind of goes back to that. So,
yeah. Irresponsibility. Yeah.
Yeah, just irresponsible. So. Mm-hmm. Mm. No, lady, I don't have 17 for you. And that's just so trifling.
Okay? Yeah, it is.
That's real trifling.
Now, your son wants you there, so I think you should go to the courthouse. Because you're just going in to witnesses, so you just have to go through security. Mm-hmm. And that ain't nothing right there. And just go, there's not. There's sheriffs at the courthouse, not police.
You know a lot
everything. About Yeah, sheriff's at the courthouse, not the police. So you can go head on, and they don't check ID. They just got to go through the metal detector. You'll be fine. Just go on in there.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody asks you for ID to go in there, just say, "I'm his mother. I didn't bring any ID."
Oh, because they know me.
And they're going to let her in just by saying that?
Right. They know my son.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just going to a wedding. So it's just a courthouse. It's a large assembly building.
How long was that wedding at the courthouse? 15 minutes?
It ain't real quick. It ain't 15.
About 5.
God, no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're short.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, Steve, if you could look like anyone in the world, who would it be? Besides yourself, of course. If you could look like anyone.
Girl, you know
look
that
like
boy
want to
look like me.
Yeah. The hell would I want to look strange for? I got enough going on. I don't be walking around looking hard. Ain't never been no goal of mine to look hard.
Well, Tommy thinks he's handsome, Steve, so there's that.
Thinks. Thinks.
Okay, well, take Tommy off the table. Denzel, Idris.
All of the above.
Yeah. Boris Kodrow, Brad Pitt. Ooh.
Nice.
What's the guy from...
White guy. You said white guy. Brad Pitt.
Who?
Whoever. Snowfall. What's the guy from Snowfall?
Oh, Damson Idris. Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't think...
Hey, what I want to look like him for.
Because he's cute.
They say he's sexy, though.
He is.
To certain people.
Well...
You might be one of them, your daughter.
I've met him before. I ain't wasn't nothing cute about his little ass. So I'm interested in how you look. So we don't got to worry about how you look.
You might be a nice little Tay Diggs, dog. You could be a nice little Tay Diggs.
Who, Steve? The question's still on the table.
I ain't never wanted to look like nobody.
You probably want to be the Rock.
Ooh, Dwayne Johnson. Nice.
Yeah.
His body.
Yeah, the body. Body, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy. You ain't going to be able to keep up that
his body.
You don't want his body.
You don't want his body.
Hell no, I'm going to use all... If I had that body, I'd be on my way to hell tomorrow.
He's
I
too
use
fine.
Mine for evil purposes. Like, what?
Too fine.
Ladies, y'all want to see this? There's more where that come from. Yeah.
Well, there's Denzel. Dog, and there's
I'd get put off Family Feud and everything. Why is he keep coming around this corner without his shirt on?
Let's play the feud. Put your shirt on, see?
Top surveys survey on the board.
Yes, put your shirt on. You have to be naked every day.
Hey, does Celebrity Family Feud start?
Doing it. You just all on
the
TV.
Promo for it.
Celebrity Family Feud, The Judge Show. Come on now.
Yeah. Come on, boy.
Yeah.
You know, that's for the dude that tried to get rid of me over at NBC. That's for him.
Mm.
I dedicate God opening doors for me right in front of my enemies who closed or slammed them in my face, thought he just ruined my career. It was just a calculated move. We'll get rid of the talk show, and we'll get rid of Little Big Shots all in one. Both of them were hits.
July 9th, Celebrity Feud. Thank you, Monica.
All right.
Info. Oh, yeah. Hey, y'all, have a great day. God love to talk to you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.